Amen, amen. Hey, welcome to Bridging the Gap. What's happening, Triad and Worldwide listeners? Hey, hey, we got some good conversation going to happen today. We got, we're going to play that holy hip hop. Amen. You know, I always say it's music for the mind, body, and soul. Amen. So how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, my friend?
Amen. We have a dynamic man in the house today. This is my man, Pastor Rich. And I'm going to tell you something. He has the right name for what we are discussing today. Amen. Amen, amen. So, we are going to come back. But, you know, I like to get into some of that good gospel music and go from there. Chime in, sir.
Oh, man. So, look, I'm excited, brother. It's amazing how God does it and how we cross paths. But I'm looking forward to it. So let's go get it.
Amen. You know, I'm going to tell y'all need to stick around. This man has a testimony out of this world. You know, God is good. You know, our topic today is the money game. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, he has the rules of the money game. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, so let's get into some good gospel music. Hey, since we're talking about music, I want to start this song out with this is Plain James. Don't do it. Amen.
The bando trying to get bags. If you don't know the lingo, that mean a lot of cash. All the kids holler bingo when they ride past in the old school drop with the antique tag. Grew up in the gutter, they ain't never had nothing. Distribution the solution when they tired of the struggling. Plugged in like a socket, grade A connect. Put it all on the line trying to get that check. Neighborhood superstar, all the girls be flocking. They saw you in the club when them bottles was sparkling. Everything that you wanted, but still feeling the void. The flesh never satisfied. It always want more. More fame, more chains, more women and clothes. But more money, more problems. You know how it go. I ain't saying to be happy that you gotta be broke. But don't try to put money where the Lord should go. Don't do it,
don't do it. I'm trying to tell them. I'm trying to tell them.
Don't do it,
don't do it. I'm trying to tell them. That money gon' fail them.
Don't do it,
don't do it. I'm trying to tell them. I'm trying to tell them.
Don't do it,
don't do it. Trying to tell them. That money gon' fail.
Young girls in the strip club trying to get bags. Louboutin heels and a dude with some cash. Originally started stripping cause she needed tuition. From a single parent home where her daddy was missing. She a real smart girl, used to want to be a teacher. Got addicted to the money, having surgical procedures. Added to her features, now she getting the check. Bought a Benz and a crib, she ain't need no help. Came a long way from growing up in the jets. With them holes in the shoes and the same old dress. Everything that she wanted, but still feeling the void. The flesh never satisfied, it always want more. More jewels, more shoes, and designed the clothes. But more money, more problems, you know how it go. I ain't saying to be happy that she gotta be broke. But don't try to put money where the Lord should go. Don't do it,
don't do it. I'm trying to tell them. I'm trying to tell them.
Don't do it,
don't do it. I'm trying to tell them.
If it come fast, then it probably won't last. If it come fast, then it probably won't last. If it come fast, then it probably won't last.
The fear. finish. I ain't never leaving, never coming down. Yet they thought I was a menace, and they proceeded to watch me drown. Told me sink with the sinners, in so deep there was no sound. So I exhaled my last breath, then I sank till I was found. Then he pulled me to the shore, breathed that life into my lungs. Then he hugged me once more, told me that I was his son. Now I'm walking through these doors, breathing life over these drums. Old life erased too, so I feel like number one. And that's so real, and I'm so filled with his spirit, man. Now I follow your will, that man I kill thinks I'm insane. That old life that was in vain, this new life that's in vain. That's IV, now IV, so precise with the pink game. Hold up.
This life is but a vapor, could be gone at any minute. That fold is race, I'm running, going hard into the finish. The victory is mine, if there's grace extended. See, Jesus came, and now I'm winning. I'm winning, now I'm winning. It's funny how the end of me was really the beginning. Gave Jesus Christ my life, he saved me from my sinning. Bless the Lord with his pen, and now I'm winning. Just got word the other day, this cat I did a lot of dope with, he bout to go away. They gave that man 6 years in the fed. That could have been me, or worse, I could have been there. But instead you chose to shower me with grace. So now I live to serve you, Lord, I live to seek your face. And I know this race I'm running ain't giving to the swift. So as I endure, I'ma bless you with this pen and glorify you with my gift. You chose to lift me up when others put me down. I wasn't supposed to be nothing, just ask them people in my town. But Jesus turned that thing around, save me from a life of sinning. If you follow what I'm saying, go on hashtag winning. This life is but a vapor, could be gone at any minute. That fold is race, I'm running, going hard into the finish. The victory is mine, if there's grace extended. See, Jesus came, and now I'm winning. I'm winning. It's funny how the end of me was really the beginning. Gave Jesus Christ my life, he saved me from my sinning. Bless the Lord with his pen, and now I'm winning.
Go get it, come back with it, then chop it up with my partner. We out the sewer, fresh out the water, just swam a lap with the lightness. These dropout rates is monotony, like an everyday thing where I grew up. Concrete bros getting choked by weeds, no time to stop and smell two loves. Boys get devoured, mess around with that flower, so they sit it on the stove to rock up. Put the game on the keypad, lock up. Get them twirls when they drop and they knot up. It's a lie to us, and they lied to us about what a gold medal really is. We stuff it in our grill, take the pistol with it, sling a diamond on it, let it drip from my ear. It ain't what a win even really look like, young king. When you off the bench and you take the charge, cause you sacrifice for your team. Got 12 assists and ain't took a shot, cause you say that it ain't about me. That's a win. Anyway, you wanna try to chop it here, catch the alley every time, go ahead, love it. This life is but a vapor, could be gone at any minute. That fold is race, I'm running, going hard into the finish. The victory is mine, if there's grace extended. See, Jesus came, and now I'm winning. I'm winning. Now I'm winning. It's funny how the end of me was really the beginning. Gave Jesus Christ my life, he saved me from my sinning. Bless the Lord with his pen, and now I'm winning. This life is but a vapor, could be gone at any minute. The fold is race, I'm running, going hard into the finish. The victory is mine, if there's grace extended.
Hey, LaMarco, you ready? Come on.
Open up, it's time to read the Ephesians, boy. No time for the slack, no sleeping. Get the bird, it's time for me to murder my flesh, got both of my feeding, boy. AG with the squad, what? Free from what? The guilt, yeah, I'm free from it all. What? I was in the pit, now I stand on the rock. Talking about the one true God, the one true God.
Wait, hold up, let me go ahead, break it down for a second. Never leave the crib without the sword, never naked. Everything I do is for the Lord, come and test me. HG, boy, on the court with a blessing. I need more with your Lord, I be stressing. Depression got me feeling like I'm falling in depression. The Father is my weapon when the devil in my section. Man, I count on his protection when I call.
Look, pick it up, I'm talking about the cross. You better go give it up before you know what the time's on. Better put your eyes on the Father in heaven and take them off of your iPhone. You better turn the light on. About to spit it for the glory you got. Somebody turn the mic on, even if the mic off. I'ma stand for the king, even if I die alone. I die alone.
Right on, I know you was living life in the dark, stuck with your mind gone, mind blown. You was lost in the wind, too high, couldn't climb down. I remember I was right there, I was trapped, I was living in a nightmare. Now I'm back and I'm living for the Christ, yeah. Straight facts and I'm feeling so alive, yeah. I'm alive, yeah.
You gave up your life for your children, my father, so we could be free in this world. You gave us your spirit, you told us to preach to the ones who are deep in this world. Confess with the mouth and believe with the heart, and you say we shall be saved. Submit to the Father with glory and get rid of all of them childish ways.
I'm back in, I'm prayed up, I'm telling the dead to raise up. It's heaven inside, whatever we are, we stop on the devil's lies. We can't edify and let you know the Father, he will never let you down. Don't you know you got a weapon, you better pull out the weapon and let it bang. The enemy coming for everything, don't be scared to aim. We gon' do it for the name, the only name that will remain is my Lord.
Look, I ain't perfect, but I shoot for that. Far from it, but I choose to clap back. When the devil attack, ain't come and try to steal my joy. When he see my Father making some noise, he come to kill and destroy, but I ain't having it. I'ma stand and rejoice when he attacking me. Put my faith in the source, I'll never lack again. Soon as I go walk in them doors, I'm everlasting.
Look,
it.
I'ma forever be with the King, I'm stepping inside. But for now, I'm giving them heaven, it's heavenly mine. I'ma lift my hands, I'm doing it for the Lamb. Do it for the Christ, ain't doing it for the gram. I'ma let the word of God tell me who I am. I'ma give him everything that I have. The freedom of God, the beauty of God, I'm reaching for the champ. The only reason I stand is blessing me and the fam.
You know it, yeah. Open up the floodgates, pouring. Fill me with your love, I stole it. Man, I'm growing. I remember I was at my lowest, but Jesus came and saved me, now I owe it. Out to the King, man, this is why I sing praise. Give him all the glory, cause I could've died a fiend. Ay, living for the Father, I ain't gotta try to escape. He done broke the shackles, I'll be rose up in 3 days.
Good afternoon. How's everyone doing today?
Yeah. Step up out the crib looking like $100,000. Better yet, $100 million. I don't think they understand. God took me out the world just to put me back in it. Not of it, so out of line, did some readjusting. Last one in, then the first one gone. Guess what I be rocking, they consider church clothes. What a dough, put me on, you be judging them right. That's why they rather watch your service from a mobile device. They dancing, they gifted, they scared to be different. They did and resisted. Now shouldn't God be in control of their life? Don't get me wrong, I co-sign the coup. My message here, my generation ain't no whitewashed tomb. It's going down, I declare and decree it. I don't collab if we don't come into agreement. Demons in every region, put your armor on. You don't want the smoke, but as long as you obedient to God, don't let it go.
Pop up, got up, lock it up.
Let it go.
Watch this.
Let it go. You being a sinner ain't be predicated off that. Jesus in the center, most definitely your offset. Any interruptions interfering with your progress. We don't digress. My people from the projects who measure who they worth to God, nah, not the Pyrex. These fresh 14s came from StockX. Flies ever take the word to the block next. Cause you be preaching that don't mean that you anointed. Did you follow the assignment of people God appointed? Brush my ways, don't talk about accolades and who I'm better than, especially if ain't nobody getting seen.
Pop up, got up, lock it up.
Let it go. Let it go.
Unity, positions, eternity.
Watch this.
Let it go.
Transcend the confines of my own consciousness. Beyond your curriculum, beyond your standards.
Let it go.
If you gon' do it, do the most. If you feel it, let us feel it in our soul.
Yeah, let it be darkness. Cause we done went from problem to promise. We accomplished when the spirit your accomplice. Nah, the flesh gotta die so we can do life. New frames look good with my new sight. I'm oblivious to the haters and they opinions. It's trying to benefit from God's work without a penny. And by the million millenniums, the my affiliates that really do serve. It ain't all about the Benjamins. So what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, and brawlers? I'ma start off with my saints in New Orleans. Spring air scene, we gon' leave it at the altar. Radical what I compromise, yeah. Turned open to another high. I'm saying bless is the man meditating on the law. The Lord day and night in the fresh pad nights. Let it go.
Pop up, got up, lock it up.
Let it go.
Watch this.
Let it go.
Opportunity, positions, eternity.
Let it go.
Hey, this is Gary McGee, pastor of Restoration Community Church in Winston-Salem, and I encourage you to listen to my brother Dwayne Kennedy on his program Bridging the Gap on the Light Radio.
Only on the Light.
One thing I learned a long time ago is that when I was in an airplane, I've told this story before and I'll tell it forever. I was on that airplane, it was raining, it was storming, and as soon as the airplane got above the clouds, guess what came out? The sun. Yes, and I realized, you know what? It was sunny all along. I just couldn't see it from my perspective. So I encourage everybody to kind of have a shift of your perspective. Remember, on the other side of the clouds, the sun is shining. And one day, on the other side of those clouds also, the Son of God is going to be shining on through.
Get your music on the air.
Are you a local gospel artist or a local church that has a CD? We are asking that you send your CD to us so that we can review it for our local gospel showcase here on the Light Gospel Radio 103.5 and 96.3 FM. Send your music along with a bio to Local Gospel Showcase, 4405 Providence Lane, Suite D, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27106. Make sure your CD is air quality music. For more information, call 336-480-2039.
Only on the Light.
Sometimes in our life, God is trying to get us to certain places, and it takes us 10 years, 20 years, just to get to where God would have us to be. Now, one of the things I can tell you is why is because you don't trust God. And then another thing is you don't obey God. And when you are not trusting God and obeying God, then your journey to your destiny comes longer than what it normally takes.
The Light.
Yes and amen. Hey, I want to give a shout out. That intro was produced by Alex Cutler. Amen. Mr. Producer. Amen. Look him up on Facebook. Alex Cutler. Amen. So, we are in the house and we have a treat today. I'm going to tell you this brother here, he has a testimony. Some can only think about, you know, and it's not about what you've been through, but it's about how you go through it. So I am thrilled to introduce Pastor Rich, and you know, this man got the rules for the financial kingdom. I tell you, you know,
man, it's the word of God, brother. It's the word of God, man.
Amen.
Just living that life.
So I mean, you know, I know you're a resident here, man. But I want to get into, first of all, before we get into the money issues and all that stuff, what I want to get into, man, is you. Who are you? And give us your testimony, man, because you went through some things, man.
Oh, my goodness. Don't we all? But, you know, many people tell me that my life is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, you know, as we were talking before, interestingly enough, like a lot of young African-American males, I grew up without my father.
Mm-hmm.
And no excuse, but I didn't have, you know, that male figure in my life to provide me guidance. I was in New Jersey, in the city.
Oh.
You know, so all the influences of the crack era during the 80s, and, you know, being in the projects, you know, the projects became your friends, right?
Yeah.
What's going on every day becomes your friends. And so, you know, I just was thrust into the streets at an early age. My mom was pregnant, had just moved back from Bronx, New York to Jersey. And
man, that's the lifestyle right there. I used to hang out in Atlantic City.
There you go. You know about you're from Philly, so you know what's going on. You know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, man, you know, in the hot bay, 84, right? So that's right in the epidemic. And, you know, just I grew up on the streets, brother, just to be honest with you. I ran the streets and I did the things that was on the streets. So whatever was going on the streets, I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I was 11 years old the first time I was arrested. And I found myself continually in a cycle where I kept being in police custody for one thing or another until ultimately at the age of 19, I was facing life in 40.
Wow.
And it was a serious predicament because you're talking about a life sentence at 19. Like that, you can't really articulate it at that age. Mm-hmm. But through that whole process, I was sentenced to 35 years. Mm. And I was told that I had to do a mandatory of about 13 years before I would come home. And God was good from the beginning. You know, I went into the system, the mm-hmm. prison population, man. And, you know, I had just turned 20 right behind it. So I'm just newly 20. And I remember laying in my bed, actually just before I was arrested. Interestingly enough, I had a tragic accident on Highway 85. Car flipped over 5 times. Mm-hmm. I was in a coma. There was a fatality in the accident.
That's out here.
Man, right here in Thomasville, North Carolina, brother, mm-hmm. coming from Carowinds. I fell asleep behind the wheel. Mm. 5 people in the car. I was driving. Car flipped over like 5 times. Very tragic. 5-year-old boy that was in the car with us. Mm. He, you know, fatally he died. Wow. Was ejected out the window and, you know, impact, you know, on his skull. He died on impact. Wow. It was very, very bad. But, you know, I say that to say it was at that point coming home from that when I rededicated my life to the Lord.
Amen.
So I originally gave my life to the Lord at the age of 14. I came down here to go to my father's wedding, 1988, from Jersey. It was just a pit stop, a wedding, a family reunion.
Yeah.
And never had seen this before. My dad's pastor was a fireball, and he preached during the wedding. He sat everybody down. They were at the altar. He even sat them down and preached during the wedding. At the age of 14, all I know, my hands were up in the air. Uh-huh. He would pat me on my side, and I was saying the sinner's prayer. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's how it works.
Yeah. But, you know, a few days later, I got back on the airplane and went back to Jersey and continued my same behavior. But little did I know that God had planted a seed, right? And his seed is incorruptible. Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, fast forward to the age of 19, and here we are in this predicament. You know, I knew enough to call upon the name of the Lord when I came home from the coma, 19 days in a coma. Mm. Somewhere God gave me a moment of clarity. His spirit reached out to me. I rededicated my life to the Lord about a week before they arrested me for the crimes that I will ultimately go to prison and serve 8 years for. Wow. And so it was amazing, man. It was a crazy ordeal.
Wow. Hey, let me take a sidebar because you know what? Tomorrow's Father's Day, so I wanted to give a shout out to the fathers, you know, because those father's stories are so real. You know
absolutely,
what I mean?
Brother.
And the Lord, even though they may be absent or so forth, coming into the presence, God uses that, you know, to bring you closer to you. Because I want to give a shout out to my dad. My dad, you know, he used to come get me. I was stuck in Philadelphia, drug confessing, robbing, stealing, selling, doing anything that I can do, running back and forth to Jersey and New York. And my dad used to come get me and take me on vacations.
Wow.
You know, so he would come get me and then we'd go on a road trip.
Yeah.
But then I'd come back.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So I just want to give a shout out to the fathers on Father's Day because you are unique in your kid's life. And if you haven't been present in there, it's even just that time, that little time can make an impact. Amen?
That's right.
Man, but I understand, man, that jail time. You know what? I became Legal Beagle.
Okay.
Because when I got locked up.
Hold up. Before you go too far,
uh-huh.
I want to give a shout out to my dad as well, Pastor Richard Johnson, man, because I'm going to tell you what, you know, it was because of what the Lord had done in his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
That God was able to do what he did in my life. Because when my dad was in his wildness, you know, he told me I would always pray to the Lord. You know, Lord, I know it's too late for me, but save my son.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now, my dad, you know, in the midst of his craziness, he said he would be high, you know, drunk, whatever, wilding out. He would pray not for himself, Lord, save my son. So when you say that, that's really what's going on today because God prophesied that the hearts of the fathers would turn back to the sons. You know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. man? And so, yeah, man, I love you, Dad. Happy birthday, Pastor Rich.
His birthday and Father's Day, huh?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, man. Oh no. Happy Father's Day. I'm sorry. Okay, Happy Father's Day, man. Got a little excited.
Hey, man, that's awesome, though, man. I tell you, when I got into a legal situation, I became Legal Beagle.
Okay.
I got locked up, and you know what I said to myself? I ain't never coming back to this place.
Wow.
Anymore, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
So I did everything. Now, even though I was doing everything that I could do, but I was doing everything. I never got caught doing anything. And that was like, you know, I refused to go live in that system. But, you know, you were 80, baby, man. So you know, man, what was going on out there then, man.
Brother, it was rough, man. It was rough. And you know, and I tell you, man, things have changed so much. But, you know, just the epidemic and the climate, I mean, literally, you know, you walk to school. There was no school buses in the city, right? So you walk into school and, you know, guys playing CeeLo here in the morning and, you know, the sales crack all day long. So I grew up in that, man. And I mean, I literally, again, because there was no man around.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not making no excuses or blaming, but I think that the greatest, one of the greatest epidemics that we're dealing with, and it's big in my heart, is this issue of fatherlessness.
Yeah.
That we could birth a child, but we cannot be responsible for that child. You know what I'm saying? And so that was really my story, man. But I thank God for his mercy and his goodness.
Amen,
because,
amen.
Look, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind. You know what I'm saying? That's how we made it through, bro. You know, and yeah, so I thank God because that is part of his legacy.
Yeah.
That he says that when he got his life right, one of the things that he prayed for, Lord, if you would just give me back my son. You know what I'm saying? And we have a great relationship today. So I don't want to make it all doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Right? But we have a great relationship today. Matter of fact, he's the last person I spoke to before I spoke to you on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's my dad, man. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Man, that's awesome, man. You know, like I said, it's Father's Day, and just to all the men out there, you know, just be there for your children. A phone call, just a stop, a letter, you know, just anything that impacts their life. You don't know how big that is, you know.
Yeah.
Because see, me and my dad, we had a, and I don't know how open I can be, but me and my dad, we had a wild relationship.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. I knew my dad when he wasn't saved.
Yeah.
And I knew him when he was saved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, now, my dad taught me how to roll my first thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we had a crazy relationship.
Yeah.
But then he also is the one that gave me my first Bible. He gave me one of them little Gideon Bibles.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I kept that thing. He didn't. I kept that thing in my pocket like it was my wallet, man.
Wow.
And every time I went through something, I would go, because in the Gideon's Bible, it has these little helps in there.
I know you know the Gideon's Bible. We know the Gideon Bible, brother. We know the Gideon Bible.
hey, man, so I used to always, every time I go through, I would turn the little help thing and be like, read. And then I read the scripture and be like, oh, okay. And that was an impact in my life.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just, it's great, man. I'm kind of hyping. I'm kind of hyped up.
Yeah.
I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, man.
Wow.
I should be sleep. You
man,
know what I mean?
Look, you weren't by yourself. We were together in the spirit, brother. I was trying to make myself go to sleep. You know
man. And then I had a breakfast this morning and I, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Man. But my brothers are in town.
Awesome.
We're missing three of them.
Okay.
But all my brothers came into town,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
celebrate
yeah.
Father's Day. So that was just awesome, hanging out with them last night.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just awesome, man. So, you know, God is just awesome and he's doing what he needs to do. But I want to say that because, like you said, the absence of a father, you know, we just go wild.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. And here's the thing, right? There is something in all of us, both male and female, that's crying to be known.
Yeah.
It's crying to become, right? And so, but let's keep it with us, you know, as young African-American males, you hit puberty. You know, I have a 10-year-old, I have a 9-year-old son. That boy watches me, everything that I do,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, his dad is his Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And when that's not there, where is he getting his identity from? Where is he getting his knowingness from? You know, where does it come from? And so, you know, I know that experience. I literally got my identity from the street, right? It was my friends that gave me my nickname because of the things that I did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was my friends that taught me this, that, and other. You know, we learned how to steal. We, you know, we learned how to fight. We learned how to run with the gang. We learned how to, you know, and I because they were the males that were older than me,
yeah.
right? And they ushered me into the things of the street. And we literally have an opportunity to do that for young males today.
Yeah.
We can usher them into the things of God, right? As a man, though. And so that's very big for me, man.
Yeah. Hey, we got to go to a break, but I want to leave you with a story. There was in Africa, they had this little safari camp. And they removed the male elephants out of it. So it was just the juvenile elephants.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the late female elephants. So they moved and so they couldn't understand how, you can look this up on YouTube. It's I forget what it's called, but you know, you can find an elephant. And,
yeah.
You know, but the young elephants, the young male
bull
elephants,
elephant, yeah.
they started killing other elephants. They were killing them. And they couldn't understand why. And then they was getting in gangs to do this.
Yeah.
And the researchers. They couldn't understand what was going on. So
yeah.
So what they had, finally figured out, they put one of the male elephants back in it, one of the elder elephants
yep.
back in it.
Yep.
And lo and behold, the whole thing calmed down. It calmed down, and they stopped killing other elephants.
Wow!
And that's the presence of a male,
right,
in your life, you know, and that's why that's so important. But hey, we're gonna go to the break, and listen, I'm gonna tell you, this brother here is dynamic. You know, he's low key. You know, seriously, you know, he's low key. He don't make a name for himself, and he's real laid back. But this brother got a lot of things going on, so we appreciate him, and we'll be right back in a minute.
Only on the Light.
People of God, today we are living in perilous times, dangerous times, and the world is in a poor condition. We have no idea how many times God has kept us in a safety zone from enemies and from some unforeseen danger. When we go to sleep in peace, God watches over us. He sustains us throughout the night and enables us to rise in the morning invigorated and refreshed. Both are gifts from God. David knew what to do in troubled times, and that is, David cried out to the Lord for help. Many people that go through hardship tend to run to worldly huts, and there's nothing wrong with using helpful resources in the world. But as the people of God, we should always use our spiritual resources and cry out to God for his help first.
The Light.
The weapon for the kingdom and the city. Speaking life into the youth. Can you feel me? We're bridging again.
Yeah.
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 We're bridging again. Connecting the streets to the church. Letting them know that God comes first. We're bridging again. Look what they did, you carried that cross for me. Some weight was took off of me, from the life that you offer me. No, this ain't the end, this is beginning, he did it all for me.
Amen, he did it all for me.
Man, hallelujah.
That's Cordell Page. He did it all for me. Yes, Lord. Hey, I went and found that thing I was talking about the elephants. It's the name of it is teen elephants going wild. And you know what? This is not that long ago. I think this was like eight years ago. But this is teen elephants going wild, you know. And one thing they said is that they need a male figure.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so look that up on YouTube. Teen elephants going wild.
Wow.
And you'll see why we have all these problems with our kids today, you know.
That's crazy.
Animal magnetism, you know what I'm saying?
And you know, it's so interesting because here it is, we talk about elephants, right? And you were just explaining it, like it wasn't an experiment, it was an observation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't mean to do it, right? But they observed that when that male, that bull, that father, the mature male was pulled out, that the teen elephants went wild, right? They began to destroy themselves, became savages. And that's kind of like what happened in my life, as we were saying. I thought about that and we were laughing at that because, you know, and it happens every day. It's not just me, not making me the exception.
Yeah.
This is our reality for our people, you know, at a time where we're talking about the just occurrences that are going on. And we know we're not really going to get into that, make it that topic. But we got the George Floyds and Ahmaud Arbery's, you know, and all these, it keeps on happening over and over. And I keep asking myself, where are their fathers in these scenarios?
Yeah.
Right. George Floyd cried out for his mother. I'm never going to knock a man for crying out for his mother, but I haven't heard one word mentioned about his father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All these scenarios, where are the fathers stepping up? And he's, I don't know. I'm just saying this. Yeah. So I know for me, you know, no knock. My dad wasn't there. I got into trouble. I ended up serving 8 years in prison. I came home from prison, and I don't know if you remember Robert Kiyosaki. So Robert Kiyosaki is one of the foremost financial and, you know, wealth gurus today. He's business gurus in the world. And he wrote a book back in the 90s,
yeah, okay.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah,
you know Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
I wrote a book. Yeah.
And most people do know that. You know, and I think my life kind of went that way because after coming home from prison, you know, my father's my pastor. He's the one that, you know, matured me in the things of the faith, in the things of the word. A very sound biblical teacher. And I know doctrine, you know, but as I came home trying to reestablish myself and find myself, interestingly enough, I say that God brought me a rich dad.
Amen.
You know, so not to say that my dad was a poor dad, but he didn't really have the opportunity to educate me in the things of economics and finances in this world. On the radio. I heard a broadcast coming home from work one day, and this man was saying how we could send our children to college debt-free and how they could graduate. And I was like, this appealed to me because at the time, I think I had like a 6 or 7 year old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man. And interestingly enough, he would come on the radio on my way home. And I listened, trying to figure out who he was. Needless to say, I end up joining his class, his, you know, discipleship, the teaching that he had. And shout out to William Thompson, Dynamic Financial Solutions, Greensboro, North Carolina. No, but, you know, he became, as in to me, like Rich Dad, Poor Dad in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to school me and groom me and teach me the secrets of wealth, you know, and how to build money and or how to build wealth, how we can empower ourselves. You know, I had this prophetess when I was in prison. She came. I was actually in Hillsborough, North Carolina, about to be released. And she came and she told us, she said, listen, you know, many men that are in this situation, oftentimes they come out and they say how much the world is against them and nobody would give them an opportunity. She said, but the word of God is such that he says that when one door is closed, another door is open.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, the door of you working for somebody is a door that's forcefully being closed because you're a felon.
Wow.
And you're going to go into many places, establishments of employment, and people are not going to give you an opportunity. And many African-American males, because they do have a felony record, right? They really can't break the mold of the streets of trying to get ahead because employment. She said, why don't you get out and start your own business? How do you know that that door being closed, God's not opening the door for you for you to be an entrepreneur, for you to be a painter or a contractor or a plumber. There's pride in that. And I literally took that to heart. So I came home with an entrepreneurial spirit,
amen,
bro.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I came home. I finished my degree. I went back to school and got a degree in electronic technology. That's what I did for a living. I was an industrial maintenance manager for a plant, electronics, you know, and pneumatics. And I did that. And that was good. But I had been learning principles and disciplines and knowledge of how to empower our own hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I just desired in my heart to preach the gospel and not to have to tax a church. You know, it came to me. I want to preach the gospel. And the reality was like, what if you can preach, but the church don't have to pay you to live? And I just fell in love with that concept. And I said, that's what I want to do. And so, William Thompson. Shout out to William Thompson one more time, man.
Well, that's a reality.
The Church Coalition, brother.
That's a reality, man. Money is a tool that God uses to help us live and help us love like Jesus.
All right.
So I mean, that's I'm ready. I don't know. You ready to jump into it now?
Man, listen, we can do it. Listen. You know what? There's this issue about the church and talking about money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And mind you, I'm a preacher. So when you get a preacher to talk about money, you set me up earlier talking about my name. Oh, my goodness. You know what I'm saying? I remember the first time I heard of Creflo Dollar. I was like, how you going to trust a preacher last name Dollar? No, I love Creflo. Shout out to Creflo. But the reality is I like to see you live life without it.
Yeah.
Okay? As the saying is, it ranks right up there with air. Money ranks right up there with air. And we have to get to the place in the church to where we can feel comfortable talking about money, talking about growing our money without necessarily being money hungry.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, too. The only people that don't like talking about money is the ones that ain't got it.
Broke folk. Come on, bro. Yep, now, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And you know why we're broke? Because we have bought into the lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the way what you call this the money game. The reality is, it is a game.
Mm-hmm.
It is a game. You know, talking about fathers, my dad taught me this many years ago. He said, it's the golden rule. See, in the church, we understand the golden rule to be, Jesus says, do unto others, you would have others do unto you. That's what we understand the golden rule. But in the world, the golden rule, my dad told me, is he who has all the gold makes all the rules. Is that not a truth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're talking about this issue of racial injustice right now and, you know, how we've been suppressed all these years and, you know, how they have our foot on our necks even today. We saw, you know, the Minister Farrakhan preach that. Not Farrakhan, but Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
You still have your foot on our necks today. But the foot that they have on our neck today is an economic foot. And until we learn how to win in this game of economics or this game of money, we're not going to get ahead. We can riot and revolt and protest all we want.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you bringing to the table? If you're not bringing any gold to the table, then you can't make any rules at the table.
That's a fact. Hey, say that again, you know, because that's a fact.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I'm going to say my rich dad taught me, no shame to Pops if you hear me, man. I love you, man. You're the richest dad I have, man. But, you know, playing off of the parody of Rich Dad, Poor Dad in the book, one of the things that I learned many years ago is that money is an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Money is simply an idea. That's why money has changed forms throughout the years. See, we can attach an idea to anything and call that money as long as we exchange that for currency.
Yep.
Money is an idea. We have to awaken our imagination.
Come on, somebody.
You see, one of the things is, you know, one of the downsides is that if you can control a man's thought process, you can get him to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think that for so long, that has been a perception of the church, that ultimately there have been so many rules that has boxed in what a Christian can and what a Christian can't do, what a Christian looks like and what a Christian doesn't look like. But one of the amazing things that's happening in this age is God is throwing all that stuff out the window, man.
Well, you know that old saying, more money, more problems.
Come on, man.
And you know, the thing about that more money, more problems is the acquiring of money is not fixing your problems.
Wow.
So you create more problems
with the
more money that you get.
Absolutely.
You know? And I think those are the some realities that people, you know, because I hear, I don't know, I think money can answer a lot of my problems.
But, the Bible says money answers all matters. Huh?
Yeah. So
you, and you're right. Think of Allen Iverson, okay?
Oh, wow,
Think of Allen Iverson.
All that paper he had.
You come from seemingly nothing, right? Kid from the city, from the hard slums, to a position where now you've earned $190 million. Mm. And then you're in a place today to where, you know, by our standards, he's still going good. But by the world's standards, you're broke again. Right. And we've seen that play out time and time again. A lot of our entertainers, a lot of our athletes, they acquire these millions. But it seems to go through their hands. So the issue is not the acquiring of the money.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is the handling of the money. And that's really where our problem is. Again, it's a game. They played that game with Allen Iverson. They gave him that 190, and all the people around him watched that 190 go out of his hands. But it went into their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you he wasn't surrounded by a bunch of people that looked like us. Right? Mm. Because he did not know. And see, what the world does is the world teaches us how to work for money, but they don't teach us how to make our money work for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the money game, brother. Yeah. It's the money game. And so, you know, we like to say it's the 40-40-40 rule. You see, they tell you when you're young that you need to go to school and get an education so that you can get a good job. And when you're in high school, they start to say, you need to figure out what it is that you want to be so you can figure out what you want to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
And the access to that is going to college to get a degree so you can get a good job. But they're not telling you that the doorway you're going to go through into college is debt.
Mm.
Why? Most of us can't get a debt-free college education. I mean, shout out to these young ones out here getting these scholarships, knocking it down, being great performing students. But that's a small percentage of us.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us enter into college with massive student debt. And it's not just us, it's worldwide. Student debt is amazing. It's a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game. It's the money game. They enter you through the door debt. Now you accumulate debt in college. You get a job. The job is not enough to leverage that student loan bill. So you're paying a student loan bill that's probably eating up 1/3 of your salary.
Mm.
Entry level. But it doesn't stop there. You got a new job. You probably got married and got a wife, got a baby. What else do you need? A new house. So you got a new job. Okay, we're going to lend you some credit, get you this house. The debt is raking up.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't realize that we end up working 40 years on a job, 40 hours a day, to retire on a 40% pension, to realize that's not enough for us to live off of.
Wow.
Because we never accounted for the inflation process, right? It is the money game is a game.
Yeah.
It's a game that we're not educated on early enough. And so one of the things I'm really passionate about is, you know, leveling the playing field with us now, because you can win at any point. You know, there's an old saying, it's never too late to do the right thing, right? So it's not a condemnation thing. You can start at any point. But the reality is, it is a game. You know, if you work in a job, that J-O-B, you know, just over broke, you know, you go to work all week just to get that check.
Mm-hmm.
And by Monday, most of it is gone. You paid it on bills and you got a little bit left and you want to do something for yourself, but you know there's another bill coming. So when you go to sleep at night, you don't sleep comfortably. Yeah, we got the joy of the Lord. Yeah, the peace of God lives in our heart. But it ain't in our minds, because at the end of the day, we know we got to get up on Monday to go back to master. You know what I'm saying? And so it is a game. I mean, we just got to tell the truth of it.
Yeah.
You know, money is a game, and it's time that we are learning to leverage the conversation so that we can win.
Amen. You know, and that's so powerful. And that's what this show is about, bridging the gap, because Jesus came back. He came back for the whole man.
Come on, man.
And let's understand, when I say man, I'm not talking about the flesh. I'm talking about that spiritual man flesh.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He came back because, you know, he said things like that. If you're worried about this and that, you can't live a sanctified life. You know, you got too many worries on your plate. Now I know the scripture says that
the love of money
is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
And this is the book of Slice.
Right.
Being broke is the root to all evil.
Come
too.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
So we got to find somewhere in the middle. To win.
Absolutely. You know, and I love that you said that, because, you know, one of the things that Jesus said in John 14 John 15, 14, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments, amen. Right? So when you get the love issue centered, you know, I remember at one point in my entrepreneurial pursuit when things started taking off for me and, you know, I started, you know, getting booked for things more. I was trying to think in the years, but it was probably about 2015 or something like that. I remember one day I was doing some landscaping in my yard. I was excited. I was booked for this and booked for that, you know, had some extra money coming in, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I was excited. And while I was raking the mulch, I just remember the Spirit said, now, what are you excited about? Are you excited about the money? Are you excited that I'm causing things to work in your life? Let's talk about this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And
I was like,
school me.
Whoa. I was like, whoa. I was crazy, man. You know how the Spirit just interrupt you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was in a good place, right? And he hit me with it. He said, are you excited about the money? Are you excited because I'm doing good things in your life? You know, and I was like, wow, okay. I'm excited about what you're doing, Lord. He said, okay. He said, well, answer me this question. Are you chasing money or are you chasing me?
Wow.
And I had to ponder it. At the time, I was the youth pastor at my church. Shout out to We Are One Christian Fellowship, 1951 Brightwood School Road, GSO. I just throw that out there. I love my people, love my people.
Shameless plug.
Amen. With Jesus is Lord and we do life together. Yeah, shameless plug. But you know, I was a youth pastor at We Are One, and all these things were going on. My calendar was starting booking up. You know how that goes. And I ain't had time for this at the church. I ain't had time for that, you know. And that's when God hit me with that conversation, and I said, you know what, Lord? This is how I'm going to settle that. To prove it, I'm gonna go harder for you than I'm gonna go hard for my business, but I'm gonna make sure that I still show up and do what I gotta do. I'm gonna go hard for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so that's that love of money thing, you know, because the love is gonna determine who you follow.
Amen.
I don't follow money. I follow opportunities to help people, to improve people's lives, to make it better, to create change, because I do believe that's what God has gifted me with. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? He's empowered me with that. And so, but we ran that so long, bro. Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, we're going to take a break. Hey, we'll be right back. Hey, man, with my man, Pastor Rich, with the money rules. Amen.
Yeah.
Only on the Light.
How many can tell the Lord thank you? You're just grateful. What are you grateful for? You shouldn't even have to stop and think about it. Lord, I'm just grateful for life, health, and strength. Amen. I'm just grateful to be able to take one breath after the other. Lord, I'm just grateful. Amen. When I look back over my life and see where God has brought me from, I just want to tell him thank you.
The Light.
Check, I pay the bills. I need that. Do it for the fame, bro. You can keep that. I got him looking up to God. Facts. 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 When I say I got your back, you should know I meant that. When I said I do this, you should know I meant that. When I say it's God first, I mean that. Facts. Huh. I treat my haters like a nag. Skip that. Betting on myself, I hope that you respect that. God is on my side, I don't need no feedback. I can tell I feel a jealousy, I sense that. I don't even need your help, you can keep that. I can tell they want my soul, I be like I need that. There's no gimmicks with your boy, I just rap. Fake it till you make it, I'm like, really, what's that? I'm too real to get involved, I'm past that. I passed the ball like this is hot. Take that, I'ma make my own shot. Best believe I make that. You would think to be the target with the way I bag that. Sylvester Stallone. In a book by Anna Rock.
like you come out. Stone cold like it's Steve in the house. But we never play pretend, it gets real.
I get a check, I pay the bills. I need that. Do it for the fame, bro. You can keep that. I got him looking up to God. Facts. 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 When I say I got your back, you should know I meant that. When I said I do this, you should know I meant that. When I say it's God first, I mean that. Facts. I had to pay my dues. OG told me they ain't got no clue. Word. All the things I had to do to make my dreams come true. Nice. All the nights I had to pray to see a real breakthrough. I break dance to the bank. You should see my moves. Large bills, okay. I'm like, yeah, that cool. On my way to get a plaque, I'm like, yeah, that too. Word. If I ever win a Grammy, I'm bringing grandma too. On the stage, I feel like I'm the next you too. Focus. I feel like I'm a camera too. I'm taking mental pictures. People trying to act brand new. Got at the top, so my vision like a bird's eye view. And only really God can judge. On the dollar, he's saying God we trust. I put my money where my mouth is, cut. I gotta treat it like it's only us.
I get a check, I pay the bills. I need that. Do it for the fame, bro. You can keep that. I got him looking up to God. Facts. 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 When I say I got your back, you should know I meant that. When I said I do this, you should know I meant that. When I say it's God first, I mean that. Facts.
Yeah, yeah. Know me. I'm so new, man. I had to get 2.0 on this, man. I ain't who I used to be.
Tell them,
it's a new me.
It's a new me.
Tell them, it's a new me.
It's a new me.
They say you flexing, acting like you in a movie.
Tell them,
there ain't no flexing, ain't no acting, just a new me.
Tell them,
it's a new me.
It's a new me.
Tell them, it's a new me.
Yeah, it's a new me.
They say you flexing, acting like you in a movie.
Tell them,
no, ain't no flexing, ain't no acting, just a new me.
Yeah.
Know me.
Know me.
Know me.
Yeah.
Old man dead.
Yeah.
Flesh don't rule me. Used to be concerned about what you think.
What?
Now I play the background like an extra in a movie. I gave my life to Christ. He gave me a second chance.
Okay.
Didn't know I was lost till he told me to follow him.
Yeah.
I had my own plans.
Yeah.
I was gonna hit like Sosa. Swearing in and out of my lane. So he took the wheel like a chauffeur. Yeah, I was a mess, I admit it. I had a couple of vices.
Okay.
Doing the buck in the 50. That's when I got caught with no license.
Okay.
Treated grace like a stipend.
Yeah.
I was gonna get it regardless.
Yeah.
Said I love God with
my lips.
But my actual reproof, I was heartless.
Yeah.
Killing lit me up like an arson. Told me I would never fit their margin. Told me that I was not of this wily world. Yeah, I had to switch up the target. Hey, Christ paid it all, ain't no bargain. No money, nice shiny Carson. I was in the streets like them dotted lines. Now I'm going home, Eric Cartman. Knew me, back in my bag, Louis. Feet in the sheet, Huey. If I bend my knees, you better retreat. Cause I got angels on duty. Back in my bag, Louis. Feet in the sheet, Huey. If I bend my knees, you better retreat. Cause I got angels on duty.
Tell them,
it's a new me.
It's a new me.
Tell them,
it's a new me.
They say you flexing, acting like you in a movie.
Tell them,
it's a new me.
Tell them, it's a new me.
They say you flexing, acting like you in a movie.
Tell them, ain't no flexing, ain't no acting, just a new me.
I was on the cruise, I ain't trust the food, so I told him, give me them chicken fingers. They look like, oh, you big flex, take the menu, sir, he ain't going for
see
it.
See, this processed, and it's old too, give me old food, like I can't tell.
Oh, you acting up.
Then I told him,
Denzel.
See, life just a bit sitcom, and we acting just doing our part. You don't like how I'm doing me, tell them fuck up, just doing my job.
I wrote
the script, I was just cast, now they taking in that at a car.
Yeah.
I be watching, sleep till then, because they cannot figure the flaw. Cause brand new, I just walk different, no new shoes, I just talk different. Not red bottom, but these red letters, they talking good like I'm godly. Can't spell good without G-O-D. Can't forge the spirit, we can CID. Real name, sir, not a gamer tag. It's a Call of Duty, but that ain't what I mean. Been fleshed up, I be lying. So the real seem like a new addition. Shoot that Bobby Brown for a Johnny Gill guy. Really wanted sensitivity. Is you hearing me? Now I'm really talking to your spirit. Hey, it's alright to just be you. They ain't gotta like it, but you'll have peace. See, I be knowing what I be saying when I be saying it. And I be knowing what you be saying if you ain't saying.
Hold on.
yourself and run it up till you ain't got no V. And never let a fear control what you supposed to be.
Tell them, it's a new me. Ain't no flexing, ain't no acting, just a new me. Ay, ay, yeah, ain't no flexing, ain't no acting, just a new me.
It's on me, I'm brand new. Fresh out the box, yeah, I'm brand new. Everything about me is brand new. Brand new. Fresh out the box, yeah, I'm brand new. Everything about me is brand new. I'm a man of God now, boy, that's evident.